Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
All this stuff being said about Israel, we want to make sure we're bringing to you right now this Made in Israel series done by Robinson.
Yes, Pat Robinson.
Pat Robinson's son.
Gordon.
Gordon Robinson. And we've been talking about each of them, but I want you to see this so you get a perspective of how good, how blessed Israel is, but what they're doing with the blessing, how they're blessing so many others. As a matter of fact, I just saw on Fox News that they have this organization, they're raising money with Fox News to be able to give these things that you're about to see that goes on paralytics' legs that helps them walk. That came out of Israel. So when you're seeing this and you just saw that this week on Fox News, understand that was invented in Israel. As a matter of fact, take a look how God is blessing Israel now, but Israel's blessing the nations.
On January 8th, 2011, a gunman opened fire in Tucson, Arizona. His target was Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in the head at point-blank range. To stop the bleeding, EMTs used a special bandage that puts pressure on wounds and prevents infection. First responders said the bandage saved Giffords' life, and it's one of many medical breakthroughs that got its start in Israel.
Israel has one of the highest life expectancies in the world. Actually, our life expectancy here is about 4 years longer than the U.S. So if anyone wants to come move to Israel, on average, you're going to add 4 years to your life.
From fighting cancer, to giving sight to the blind, to making the lame walk again, Israel is leading the world in medical innovation. Every day, millions of Americans use some kind of medical treatment that came from Israel. From Sambucol, a cold and flu medicine made from elderberries, to amniocentesis, used to detect prenatal abnormalities. There's a wireless laser that will someday replace the dentist drill. And the pill cam, a tiny camera in a capsule. It takes pictures from inside your colon, eliminating the need for a colonoscopy.
Millions and millions and millions of these procedures are done every year. What if you could make them painless, pain-free, and non-invasive, and take a lot of the risk out of that procedure? That's a classic Israeli solution to a problem.
In the field of medicine, finding a cure for cancer is one of the biggest goals. And although a full cure is still in the future, Israeli scientists are making huge advances. The news is full of stories about dogs who can smell everything from epilepsy to cancer in their owners. So one scientist took that idea and refined it.
If the dogs can smell cancer, we for sure can do it in a little bit more sophisticated way. We can communicate with the device much better than we can communicate with the dog.
Hossam Haik developed an early warning system for cancer. The nano artificial nose can detect tumors before they're even visible on x-rays, just by analyzing a patient's breath.
The device can give the results within 5 minutes to 1 hour, more or less. Many diagnostic tools require to swallow a radioactive or active material in order to make the diagnosis possible. We don't expose it to any risky x-rays or beams that might make cancer by themselves.
The artificial nose is still in clinical trials, where the accuracy rates range from 86 to 97%. And it's also being customized to sniff out other diseases as well, like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and multiple sclerosis.
Our ultimate vision is to bring this device in an inexpensive and very portable way to everybody, whether these people live in the Western countries or they live in the third world, because we believe that we have to fulfill a little bit democracy.
Other Israeli scientists are focusing on the treatment of cancer, and they're doing everything from burning tumors with thermal heat to freezing them with liquid nitrogen. One doctor is even developing a vaccine for cancer. The Immucin vaccine trains the body's immune cells to attack a specific molecule found only in cancer. And since only the cancer cells are targeted, the vaccine has no side effects like chemo and radiation. With one shot every few months, the body's immune system will keep it under control.
We're just educating the immune system to do what it, you know, would try to do itself. We're not inventing anything.
In the first clinical trial, the vaccine successfully triggered the immune system in all 15 patients.
You will see in the future, I think we enter a field which is very attractive, and we just scratched the beginning of it. I think we have a lot of more things to come, and I'm very encouraged by what I've seen.
In 1829, the introduction of Braille revolutionized the way blind people read and write. Today, Israeli inventors are taking that revolution a step further. For people with limited sight, there's a new device called the OrCam. It's a pocket-sized computer linked to a small camera that clips onto your glasses. The camera sees what you see. And when you point your finger at something, the OrCam will read it for you. Everything from menus to street signs. And for those with total vision loss, there's Project Ray, the first ever smartphone for the blind. With the tap of a finger, users can make phone calls, send texts, and even surf the web. While these inventions are giving blind people more independence, another one is actually restoring their sight. A company called NanoRetina is focusing on people who have lost their sight from macular degeneration. They've created the Bionic Eye, an implant that provides users with grayscale vision, a big improvement over total blindness.
Necessity is mother of all inventions. And Israelis sometimes tend to think outside of the box. And if there is an obstacle, we do not hit our forehead at the obstacle, but we go around it. We found a solution.
One of those solutions is giving new life to people who were told they would never walk again.
I couldn't understand why wheelchairs are the only solution to, for paralyzed person.
In 1997, a meat gopher was paralyzed in a car accident. And since then, he's been on a mission to put the wheelchair out of business. So he designed something called the ReWalk, a brace that uses motors to help paraplegics walk and even drive a car. Ironically, Gopher couldn't use his own invention, since he's a quadriplegic and the device requires the use of the arms. But he soon found a veteran who was more than willing to try it.
When the doctor told me that I'm lucky to be alive, but my injury would leave me paralyzed, everything became dark.
Radi Kayof is a former Israeli paratrooper who was injured in South Lebanon.
In one of the rehabilitation centers in central Israel, I met Amit Gofer. He told me that he had developed a device that helps paraplegic in my condition to walk. I didn't believe I'd be able to stand up. After I tried it and the device made me stand up, I was amazed. My daughter was 3 years old back then. She looked at me and said, "Dad, you are tall." That made my day.
The bottom line is seeing the families, it is very exciting. They see their beloved one stands, then you want to cry. This is the first time I was really excited.
Radi started using the ReWalk 6 years ago. And since then, the device has gone global. In 2012, a young woman named Claire Lomas used the ReWalk in the London Marathon. She walked the 26 miles in 17 days, earning her the nickname Bionic Woman.
It's a moment I'm going to treasure for the rest of my life.
I dance 4 times a week, and I love it very much. And I knew that I'm not going to stop just because I am diabetic.
Shai Barshira is a dancer a student, and a type 1 diabetic. She is also a pioneer. Shai was one of the first people to try a new Israeli medical device, the artificial pancreas. It's still in the experimental stage, and right now it's just a laptop with a series of sensors that monitor the patient's blood sugar. Eventually, the laptop will be replaced by a microchip and an insulin pump. Dr. Moshe Philip is one of the developers.
I promised my patient many times that one day they will get rid of their diabetes. So, despite the fact that we are not able to cure diabetes yet, we would like to enable our patient to live their life without thinking of their diabetes all the time. You have to understand, type 1 diabetes, especially during childhood, is something that keeps you busy the entire day. It's there all the time.
Dr. Philip oversaw clinical trials for children in Israel, Slovenia, and Germany. But Shai was the first one to use the device at home without medical supervision.
Each time that my levels drop, it gives me a very, very strong alarm. It tells me that I have to eat right away. And if my levels go very high, it fixes my levels. It calculates itself how much insulin I should take, and it gives an automatic order to my pump to give me that insulin. And I'm all balanced, even more balanced than I was when I went to sleep. And that's amazing.
I think we are going to change the life of our patients. And this is the entire idea, to bring back the spontaneity to the life of our patient, to free them from being busy with thinking about how to control their blood glucose level all the time, and especially during the night.
I feel there is so much effort made to help the diabetics feel like, you know what, you have this disease, but don't worry. We're trying to cure it. We're trying to make the treatment better, more comfortable, and we'll get there. Feeling that I help other people too, it gives me the strength to keep on. If I am a part of something big, I feel that I'm not alone in this business, and it gives me a lot of hope.
Isn't that amazing? You just saw another just award-winning video. Caps, you know, it just goes on and on. Believe it or not, that was only just 11 minutes of amazing blessing that God has placed on Israel. He said, this is what he said. He said, "I will bless all the people of the earth through you." Think about that. That's what he said.
It's happening.
And it's happening. So it's like, you know, cutting off the hand that's trying to bless you, sort of like what's happening in Gaza, where they're providing power for Gaza. They fire the missiles, knock the power out. They complain that they're in darkness, and that, you know, as crazy as this. But it, just for just selfish reasons, understand this. All these wonderful inventions that God has brought out of Israel that's blessing so many in America and the world, the enemy does not only want to eliminate Israel, and as they say, you know, is Hamas and Hezbollah and radical Islam and this ISIS group, the Islamic State, now they're calling himself, want to destroy, and it's written in the Quran this way as well, to destroy Israel and push them in the sea to eliminate Israel. But they understand this, it's to eliminate the blessing of God on earth. When you cut off someone's hand who's giving you something, okay, their hand's gone, but you're not going to be given anything.
That's right.
So the enemy's wanting to hurt you. He hates the fact that people who have cancer are getting cured. He hates the fact that, you know, people that have diabetes don't have to be controlled anymore, and they don't lose their limbs anymore, and they can have an active life. Mm-hmm. He hates the fact that people who can't see can actually see because they have, you know, these eyes that create. He hates the fact that you're able to swallow some pill now instead of going through some deep, you know, medical treatment just to find out what's going on inside of you. Over. He hates the fact that he tried to take your life and all he could do was take your legs. But he hates the fact that now something is invented coming out of Israel that you can stand again. Mm-hmm. And how many miles did she go?
26 miles.
She went 26 miles. That's just, you know, we underestimate, you know, how powerful that is, because if you've been sitting down for so long and you're a tall man or a tall woman, you're seeing everybody from a different perspective, that you can stand again.
Mm-hmm.
That you can stand again. And the enemy doesn't like that. The enemy wants to not only hurt the Jews, but he wants to hurt what God is doing through the Jews on the face of the earth. All the people of the earth are being blessed. I mean, you saw the water and how they're doing. Even their enemies, they're helping out with the cocoons that protect the seed and the wheat and and the grain, and just so many different things are taking place. But right here with just the medical alone, look what's happening. A bionic eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nonstop, one after another, the things that they've done. So when you see missiles being fired from Gaza, from Hamas, who is the president of the Palestinians' choice to merge with him, who, according to General and former Congressman West on Fox News last night, said that they were originally part of a terrorist group themselves, according to him. And now that they're firing these missiles, over 1,000+ of them, into Israel, they're wanting to take out that bionic eye. They're wanting to take out that ability to heal your body. They want to take out your ability to walk again. They're wanting to take out the blessing.
Yeah.
What's the good news is you can't, you're fighting against God. You're not going to win. The reason why Israel is doing so well is because God is blessing Israel. It's not Israel. It's Israel's God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many Jews there that don't even claim him as God. But it's because God is God, and he's a God of his word. And he will prove himself by protecting what he said he was going to do. He chose for himself a people to show himself mighty. And this little splash of land on the face of the earth is doing so much. It's doing so much because God's hand's on him. And one day, and there are believing Jews, you know, around the earth. There's believing Jews, Messianic believers in Israel right now. I think about Avi Mizrahi and all the ones that are going. But I'm talking about a multitude. All of a sudden, this veil that's over the eyes of the Jews will be lifted because the full number of the ones who aren't Jews have come in, and they will know him as the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be saved. And this should be a witness to you that this is true. The blessing of God on Israel today proves that your days of grace are numbered for you to be able to say yes to Jesus before the Jews say yes to Yeshua.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they will not see. They will not see God again until they say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And when you heard the Jewish Congress here on VFN TV, you heard him say it, that he said, you know, you've stood for us, Christians. You've stood for us, Christians. And so we're going to stand for you. We are going to stand for you. And that's a big deal because they're saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of Jesus. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, because you've stood with us. So it's time for the Jews and the Christians to stand together for the will of God on the face of the earth. And the greatest days of the church is still ahead. I mean, it's still ahead. We're going to see the greatest harvest that we've ever seen before. Yeah, there are things moving into Asia and moving in the Middle East. It's been prophesied by Morningstar Ministries.
Rick Joyner.
But understand, America's best days are ahead, because what we're seeing is America's going to repent. We've seen, the Lord has shown us in visions and dreams what's going to be taking place in a great multitude. And we've been working and preparing for the harvest that's going to come. And this is, of all the things that you can do, this is what Jesus called us to do. Make disciples. Teach them the ways of Jesus and how to walk in them. How do you do that? First of all, you become a disciple yourself. Don't just say a prayer. Actually follow Jesus as the Lord of your life. Find out his basic ways. You can find out more at iabide.org. But get with your pastor and say, listen, I want to be a disciple of Jesus. I don't want to be somebody who just said a prayer. I want to be somebody who's actually following his way. So when this harvest comes in, I too will help people know Jesus and become a disciple. Because he said, this is what he said. Before he went to go be with the Father, he says, you know, I'm going to be with the Father, but I want you to go into all the nations, preach the gospel. Those who believe, I want you to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I want you to make disciples. Make disciples of those who believe. I want to challenge you. If you're not a disciple yet, get discipled. Because a harvest of 1 billion souls is being said is going to be coming into the kingdom of God. And we are preparing ourselves to be a part of that. You want to do that too. We want to stand before the Lord and say, Lord, we were faithful in our generation. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.